I wanted to say a few words about this meditation. Swamiji, I think I've said in class probably many different times, used to say, somebody asked him, how does he work so much all the time for such long hours, how does he rest? And he said, I rest between my thoughts, you know? And say, just in with myself between my thoughts. And I used to think, how can he do that? Like, here he has a thought, then he has a thought, so there's this little tiny space in between that he's resting. I didn't really get it, you know? And so, then I did understand, and keep understanding actually what he meant. The body and its works with under Ishwara's order. This is not Jiva Srishti, this is Ishwara Srishti. Sense organs are Ishwara Srishti. Right? And their functioning is Ishwara Srishti, Bhagavan's creation. The manas, the chitta, the mind, the chitta, the memories, the ahankara, these type of thoughts, the buddhi, Ishwara Srishti. Right? All that's perceived, Ishwara Srishti. So it's not as though you gave yourself a buddhi, or you imagined a buddhi, or you imagined the manas, or what the manas should do, he says. They're there to function for you. And so if we look at the faculties that we have, the body is carrying on doing what it needs to do. I may have to intervene sometime because it needs some help, or it's sick, or whatnot, but it is doing its best automatically, breath included. It's doing its best, according to the laws of Bhagavan, the laws of the body, to take care of itself. The chitta, the memory, also is functioning. I'm not telling it to remember. You know, I may work with my memory, but the memory is a tool that I have that's given to me, as are the sense organs, the prana. These are all part of Ishwara's order. The manas also. The mind has the capacity to do this associative thinking, to sort out the thoughts, send some things to the unconscious, to have a defense system. These are all faculties that Bhagavan gave, you know. The buddhi also is a faculty. But the buddhi is something, the one that actually gains knowledge, whether it's secular knowledge or it's the knowledge of the self-knowledge. The buddhi is the one who gains the knowledge of how to handle the world, how to act toward the world, how to act toward others, dharma. It also gains the knowledge of how to do inner child work, how to handle my emotions, you know, how to work with my stress. So the buddhi, that's all Ishwara still, because the buddhi is the vehicle within the antakarana, within the mind, that can do this. Okay. So the buddhi has many jobs to do, right? The manas, it has many jobs that require my free will or my decision-making, right? Mushama, dhamma, upadati, it requires decision-making. Whereas the manas is just doing its thing. It's not requiring decision-making. It is just a processor, you know? Including the worthy negative emotions that are triggered by the environment, all the pratibhasika, all of the jiva srishti, you know, all of these things are just coming up into the swirl of the manas, you know, and sometimes bringing in memories and all that. That's all kind of automatic. Unless the buddhi asks for a memory, the memories just come as their free association. So the manas and the chitta are just going on doing their thing as they're supposed to do to keep things healthy and in order. Just like the body is trying to do that also. Okay. The only one that has a job, in a sense, is the buddhi. And so the buddhi does not always have a job, right? Sometimes it's resting. It has no job. Everything's fine, right? There's no raga dvesha. No likes or dislikes, there's no raga dvesha, there's no inner child work that is asking to be done, there's no reaction or way having a difficult situation to handle. So It does need not think. It can just be. And its stance of being has to do, the way that it is being has to do with your knowledge, right? Whether it's secular knowledge or self-knowledge. So when it doesn't have any particular task, then it's just with me, and the world is Ishwara, right? This is just Bhagawan. This is Bhagawan's order. It's the Ishwara Srishti. There can be Jiva Srishti arising, you know. But usually when we say the Jiva Srishti, that has to do, when we get very specific about it, it has to do with raga and dvesha and with unconscious material reactions, all of that type of thing. That's all Jiva Srishti. And so the buddhi can just be resting unless it has a job, right? When it has a job, like say even, or that writing letters or grading papers or doing gardening or making decisions, it has lots of little jobs to do where it has to make these decisions and actually do things. But when it's not having a particular job to do, then, and when it does have that job to do, then resting in me, because it has knowledge, so I'm ever present for the buddhi. But it's also working. It's doing this, and it has to do this. It's been called on to do that. You know, my responsibilities, all of this, it's employed. The buddhi is employed by the world, by Ishwara. But a lot of times it's not. You know? So say like with Swamiji's writing a letter, his buddhi has to think, okay, blah, 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 blah. He writes the letter, or he doesn't usually write it, but he dictates the letter. And then that little job is done. So what is the buddhi doing then? It just sits with me, you know? Or if he's waiting for Martha, Swamini Agamananda, he's waiting for her to tell him the next thing to do. So what's he doing in the meantime? It's just with himself. Where else is he going to be? Right? So when he doesn't have a function, when the buddhi doesn't have a function, it just stays with me. Everything is Ishwara, and I'm just being myself. The buddhi is absorbed in me. So when he says, I just rest between my thoughts, and because I was thinking one thought. But that's not what he means. The buddhi rests between its jobs. But even when it's doing its jobs, it's rooted in me. It's not like I'm not there. I'm there, I'm self-evident me, right? But the buddhi is functioning. It's doing its work. Then when the work is over, it comes home. It's kind of like us. We're doing our work, but from body, mind, sensor, when the work is over, then we come home and rest. But for Swamiji, when the work is over, every moment that it's over, this little job or this little thing, then it's just in me. It's just in Ishwara. In me means the buddhi rests in me, the Atma, which is Brahman. And all of these things that are taken care of that belong to Ishwara anyway just go on continuing. Because that kartritvam is not there for any of that, you know. And for, in terms of the things that need to be done, there's no raga dvesha there, there's just these jobs that need to be done. That's just the dharma. So that's why he says, in another way, instead of resting between my thoughts, another way to understand, I just do what needs to be done to the best of my ability every day, and that's all. So that's talking about the day, but internally, whatever the buddhi is required to do, it does that, and then it just stays, comes home to me. So that's what that means. Isn't that nice? Mm. It's very beautiful, very clear.
I thought the meditation was lovely. I was wondering, I found myself wondering,